For the Democratic reaction to the State of the Union speech, we turn now to the Congresswoman from Michigan's 12th District, Debbie Dingell. Welcome, Congresswoman.
Cindy, it's great to be with you.
There was a lot of enthusiasm, clearly, from Democrats during the speech. I had to imagine you were pleased to hear the auto industry get a special presidential shout-out.
Well, I'm always glad to hear the autos get a shout-out. And he did very accurately report that the auto industry's back. We've created 640,000 jobs in the last year and sold nearly 17.5 million cars, and we should be proud of it. And quite frankly, we in Michigan have President Obama to thank for that. So that was one of the highlights of the speech for me.
I'm wondering, were there things you had hoped to hear but didn't?
You know, I loved the speech because I like the tone of the speech. I have been very worried about many things that have been going on the last couple of months. I think we've got to pull together as a country. We can't let fear divide us. There are a lot of things that we all care about. They're not Republican or Democratic issues. And I think he really tried to convey that sense last night. I thought the last point that he made in particular was we have to pull together. You know, he talked about the war on terror and how we have to take ISIS on. We have to defeat them. The first priority is to keep our nation safe. But at the same time, we do have to protect civil liberties. And we can't target people because of our nationality or our religion. And I thought that that was a very important tone in his speech last night that I liked hearing, especially coming from Michigan.
There were some who felt that the speech was light on the how-to-dos. Did you feel that at all?
Well, I think that people, you know, this is the eighth year. I think that Republicans didn't want to hear it. And I think he tried to set a tone of, this is a priority for all of us. Let's work together on it. So, no, I didn't feel like we were missing that. And by the way, the cabinet is fanning out across the country, talking in much more specific language today about different issues. So, for instance, I immediately this morning, I'm already home in Michigan with the Secretary of Homeland Security, who's talking all day. He's meeting with kids right now, talking about that balance between keeping you safe. How do we protect our nation and at the same time civil liberties? So I think his cabinet members are talking about specifics, and the president really is making this one of his top priorities. He has to make this a top priority.
Well, it was also interesting. We heard both President Obama and Republican Governor Nikki Haley in the Republican response warning the nation, we need to dial back the rancor. Governor Haley used that term, that we shouldn't follow the siren call of the angriest voices, and made it very clear she was talking about Donald Trump. I'm wondering, where do you think that we as a nation can find common ground between those who are cheering for President Obama's message and those who do the same for Donald Trump?
I want to take us back to 9/11, which was one of the worst days in our nation's history. But it was also one of the best of times because we knew what it meant to be American. We knew what it meant to be patriotic. And we were determined that we were going to be united and we weren't going to let fear divide us. And the last couple of months, we've let fear permeate. We can't let that happen. One of the things, quite frankly, is I think the media gives such attention and creates a climate to these events and never talks about the many good things that are happening or what the statistics are or why, for instance, are the imams in the Muslim community not condemning acts of terrorism when the reality is they're doing it every single day. I put together a pack for this trip that was 2 feet high of just things that have happened in the last few months. So we've got to be very careful to not let hysteria rule. I guess we go back to the days of the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. And I think we need to be very careful and remember that united we succeed, divided we fail.
Democratic Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, who represents Michigan's 12th congressional district. Thanks so much.